It is really beautiful to have you around again. I'm really so excited. On today's episode, I'll be talking about how do I cope in an hopeless condition. You know, when you have no hope that things will work out the way you wish they would, you can say that you are hopeless, or when you feel so powerless and helpless. And let me tell you that this is not age dependent. As a teenager, you can feel powerless, helpless, and hopeless. As a young adult, you can feel powerless, helpless, and hopeless. So this is not age dependent. When things aren't going the way you wanted or desired, and you're feeling like a failure, then you can say that you are hopeless. And feeling stuck in a place of hopelessness makes life really tough. So no matter how things might seem, you can still get through. You can still get through by thinking a bit about the potential positives. And this can open you to more possibilities. Think about the good you've enjoyed. Think about the mercy and favor. Think about things that you didn't deserve, but you have benefited from. And this might just open your brain up to the idea that this might not be as gloomy as you are anticipating. And this might just open your brain up to the idea that things will get better. And this might just open your brain up to the idea that you will get through. Yes. And again, what would you gain from being hopeless? What would you gain from being hopeless? If your response is a positive one, it might actually protect you from curating a change, you know, or doing anything different just to snap out of the situation. If you're going to gain anything from being hopeless, then if it is a positive one, then go ahead. It might actually cause a change. So on the flip side, on the contrary, consider what you could gain if you become more hopeful. What would you gain? Like, what would you gain? This is now on the contrary. So how might your life change? You know, what would you be doing differently if you had hope? So consider what you could gain from if you become more hopeful. In a way, it's going to help you. Like, if you act hopeful, you might start to eventually feel more hopeful. And if you act hopeless, you might start to eventually feel more hopeless. So act hopeful and get the adequate result. So now, you can also talk to a trusted friend or family member. They may be able to help you. They will help you to see things from different perspective. And they can offer strategies that can help you to feel better. You know, they can see something from different perspective, rather from the way you've been seeing things. So, my dear listeners, for adequate and effectful results, learn to turn your face to the wall and look to God and God alone. I don't know if you're familiar with the story of Hezekiah. A report came to him that he's going to die in the scriptures. And he turned his face to the wall and looked to God and God alone. And his story changed. 15 years was added to his age. Yes, rather. So you will be helped greatly when you turn your face to the wall. And don't waste your life. Don't get stuck. Seek for help. And surely, there is a future and your hope will not be cut off. There's a future and your hope will not be cut off. There is a future and your hope will not be cut off. Thank you so much. See you in the next episode.